your concerns.
Okay. If I ask you if you think Nixon is going to be elected next year, you say no, but you might say no, I don't think so, but I might think so, or there are
think so.
All right, there are some
that will think so.
All right. Would you say there are or there's many people, if you were making a statement about, would you separate those two words, or would you run it together and maybe say there's? How would you say it?
I say there's.
There's many people. Okay, that's what I was trying to find out. If you would separate it or use that contraction there. If you met a little boy on the street and he is afraid of you, you might tell him you're not going to hurt him by saying, "Don't cry, I
like you."
All right. Or would you say, "I am not going to hurt you," or would you say, "I don't plan to hurt you," or how would you say?
"I will not hurt you."
All right. Now, if you were just going to use one word instead of saying "I will not," how would you say it?
"I won't."
"I won't hurt you." All right. You might tell a boy, "Send your dog over here. I just want to pet him. I," and indicating that you don't want to hurt him, you might say, "I
like him."
If you were asking someone to agree with you, say you'd had an argument with somebody, and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you would say, "Well, I'm right." And what would you ask him if you were trying to get him to agree with you?
"Don't you think?"
All right. Would you ever use "ain't"?
No.
You don't use that in your... Would you say, "I'm right, ain't I?"
"Aren't I?"
"Aren't I?" All right. So if you were trying to get someone to agree with you, you would say to that person, "I'm right." What would you say if you were trying to get him to agree with you?
"Don't you think?"
Okay. Or you would not say "ain't." You would say, "Aren't I?"
"Am I right?"
You wouldn't say like that, Daisy. Would you? What would you say if you were trying to get someone to agree with you?
"Aren't I?"
"Aren't I?" Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out. If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, "Don't mention it. We something going in anyway."
We were going anyway.
Okay. You would say we were going in anyway. All right. If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, "Blank the good old days."
"That was the good old days."
If somebody asked, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" you might say, "No, it
wasn't me."
If someone was working harder than you, you would say that he's busier than
I am.
Alright. Or if you knew someone was going to work hard in the future, you would say, "He is busier than I."
"Will be."
Alright. You would say, "He is busier than I am." Using the show in future time, how would you say that? "He is busier now than I
will be."
Alright. Can you use "am" to show the future that way? "He is busier now than I am." Okay, how would you say if you're trying to say future, "he is busier than I
am"? "He is busier than I will ever be."
Or "than I am
going to be."
Alright. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
scrap.
Alright. Why would she have a scrap if she's going to buy some more cloth?
To match her material.
Okay. If she sees a dress that she likes very much and is very becoming, she says, "That's a very
attractive dress."
Okay. Would you say anything else besides attractive?
Pretty.
what?
Pretty.
Okay. What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen to keep it from getting messed up?
Apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a...
pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a...
safety pin.
Soup you buy usually comes in a...
tin can.
A dime is worth...
10 cents.
What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
That jacket has fancy buttons. If you're talking about a jacket that has fancy buttons, you would say, that jacket has fancy buttons.
On it.
Sometimes between your coat and shirt, you wear a... if you're a man, you would wear
vest.
A vest. All right. What would you call it if you're a woman? Would you have a different name for it?
Sweater.